Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A Catholic broadcaster is asking for a Supreme Court injunction as it pursues a lawsuit against requiring employers to include contraception in their health care coverage. A federal judge dismissed the suit filed by the Eternal Word Television Network on June 18. The network is planning an appeal but says it needs a Supreme Court injunction before a July 1st deadline for complying with the national health care law. Dozens of church-related organizations have filed suit over the law across the country. Like those groups, EWTN contends the government is violating its rights by requiring employers to provide health care coverage that includes contraception. The broadcaster argues that medications resulting in abortion and procedures such as sterilization violate tenets of the Roman Catholic Church. Alabama's runoff elections are in 2 weeks, and that means the state's voter ID law will be under the microscope again. The state says the law worked fairly smoothly during the primary, though critics point out there were people turned away at the polls who were registered to vote, and they also contend the primary's low turnout made problems less likely. The turnout is expected to be even lower for the July 15th runoff. Still, Alabama Secretary of State Jim Bennett says he'll keep working to educate people about the law.
We will continue our media campaign about the new requirement to have a photo ID, just like we did during the primary, and we will continue that also during the runoff. I don't think very many people are unaware that the requirement's in place.
Bennett says they've given out about 3,000 free photo IDs, but that appears to pale in comparison to the number of people who lack ID. The Brennan Center for Justice estimates the figure around 300,000. A closer look at Alabama's voter ID law can be found at APR.org. The Republican runoff for state auditor on July 15th features two of Alabama's best-known political mavericks. APR's Stan Ingold reports they promised to transform the smallest office in the state capitol.
Mobile attorney Jim Ziegler takes on retired Shelby County businessman Dale Peterson for the job of state auditor. Peterson became an internet sensation in his 2010 race for agriculture commissioner, where he toted a gun and promised to go after the crooks in Montgomery. Ziegler says he will increase the profile of the auditor's office by seeking reimbursement for missing state equipment. Peterson says he will encourage the legislature to give the office some teeth by merging the examiners of public accounts into it. Both claim they'll turn the office into a center for uncovering wrongdoing. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Expect lots of sunshine on this Monday. Temperatures top out in the low to mid-90s. 20% chance for a passing afternoon storm. Many of us won't see rain today. Overnight tonight, lows near 70 for Tuesday. Highs in the mid-90s. A good supply of sun. And again, that small chance for a lone afternoon storm. Wednesday and Thursday, the risk of rain increases just a touch, but many of us still remain dry. Highs in the low 90s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.